dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep God everything. Lord, your rhema is better than mine.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this very beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come before the throne of grace, having nothing to hide, confessing every of our sins and iniquities before you, pleading for mercy and asking you to forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we apply for the blood of atonement to atone for us. Let the efficacy of this same blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we hereby apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways today. Therefore, Lord, please lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our paths. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the mighty name of Jesus. All our undertakings this day we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are in any way contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 32. And I will be reading from verse 21 through to verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter number 32 from verse 21 through to 29. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as you follow the readings. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with an increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burned with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust, the sword without and terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the sucking also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their later end. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the application of His word in the name of Jesus. This is episode 6 of Remember Now. Remember Now. This morning, I still want to talk on you and I remembering who God really is. Remember your later end. That last verse say, Oh, that they were wise, that they understand this, that they would consider their later end. Oh, that you are wise. Oh, that you will consider that you are not going to leave this world eternity. Oh, that you will remember this very day, that one day you will like to open your eyes and you won't be able to open it. Oh, that you will remember one day you will have every plan laid down for the following morning, but that morning will never come. Oh, that one day there will be one ceremony, one celebration that you have, you have so much prepared for, spent money, spent time, spent all forms of resources, and you will not be able to grace that occasion. Oh, that you will remember that one day, you won't be breathing any longer. Oh, that one day, that authority that you are wielding, that you are wielding the sword of authority in your hand, the way you like now. Oh, that you will remember that there will be an end. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, surely there is an end. Surely there is an end. An end is coming. But all that you will consider that where will you be your end? The Bible says, it has been appointed for man once to die. Hebrews 9:27. And after this, the next thing is judgment. Oh, that you remember your end, that one day, just like 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 10 have said, oh, that one day you will remember that you are going to give account of all these things you are doing in your body, either good or bad. Oh, that one day you are standing before the throne of Almighty. Do you consider your end? Or you are like the lamentation that God was giving here, that, oh, that they were wise. Are you foolish? Are you foolish to the point that you don't know that one day you are going to die? Are you the part of them that is saying the death is the end of everything, and when we die, everybody go? Everybody is not going. We are going somewhere. The death you are talking about, that it is the end of every man. The death is the beginning of another journey. As a matter of fact, the death is the beginning of, eternity. Either eternity in hell or eternity in heaven. The death you are thinking that is the end is a visa. It's just a terminal point from one, it's a border from crossing from one, country. Like you want to cross your nation to another nation now, you get to a border and then you cross over. That is it. Death is just crossing over a border to another country, to another place. This is how every night you lie on your bed. After, a very hectic day, you have got engaged in so much activities. And in the evening, you are so exhausted, there is no more strength, no rigor left in you again. You just drop on your bed at night and off you go. You are slurring, tired, lifelessly snoring on your bed. But little did you wonder, before long you close your eyes, you that were tired, that hardly could you even talk, hardly could you even take your dinner when you got home. But now you find yourself in another nation. Now you find yourself in your place of work again. Now you find yourself in your hometown again. Now you find yourself somewhere else, and we call it dream. Why is it that the sleep that arrested your tired body, the sleep that arrested your lifeless body on the bed where you are snoring, you know, profusely, why is it that sleep cannot hold down your spirit? Why is it that you find yourself, from which spirit, which body did you go to that place that your eye, that you call dream? So many of us, when we wake up, we say, oh, dream is funny. It is not funny at all. Nothing is funny about dream. That dream life is as real as you are, because you are a tripartite being. You have a spirit that is living in that your soulish realm. And you have a body. Your spirit is not of this world, and the spirit doesn't sleep. That is the reason what needs sleep is this, your body that is of this earth. Your spirit doesn't need sleep. Your spirit never tired. The Bible says, the Lord, that Psalm 121, that our Lord never sleep nor slumber. If the God that created us in his image never sleep nor slumber, you will never sleep nor slumber too. It is our body that sleep, that slumbered. Consider your head. One day, you will close your eyes in death. And you open it in another place. Just as you close your eyes in sleep, and you find yourself in another place. That is exactly the same way it is. Are you born again indeed? Or you are just churchgoers? Oh, are you the type that hold on that, they should forget, Christianity is nothing. It's the religion of the white men. Don't be foolish. Remember now, God is real. God is real. That is the truth. Either you take it or not, it doesn't change the fact that God is real. And may I tell you, there is a way that God has laid down for you and I to trace our steps back to him, and that is by sending his beloved son into this world. It's not by sending the idol of your father's house. God did not send that idol. Don't be deceived. That is the deceit of the devil. That idol you are worshiping, that river you are worshiping, that snake, that fish you are worshiping, that stone, that iron you are worshiping, that elemental forces, maybe you are worshiping the sun, the moon, the stars. You are the type that face the east before you pray. You face the particular posture. Unless you face that place, your prayer cannot be answered. That is not of God. You can face anywhere and talk to the God of heaven and earth. You can face anywhere and talk to the God of heaven and earth. Don't be deceived. Christianity is not a religion. Don't be deceived. It's a way of life that has been laid down. The way you can trace God, the way you can find God, the way you can find peace for yourself, the way you can bag eternal life for yourself, the way not to be destroyed. You see what God is saying here? He said, his wrath is kindled already. God said, you have moved me to jealousy with your idols, with what you are doing. You have provoked God to idols with your wickedness. You see, with your witchcraft, you have provoked God to jealous. God is ready to provoke you as well. This world will end one day. The Bible says everything will be consumed with the fervent heat. Everything will be ruined with the fire. Oh, that you consider your end today. And you run to safety. Run to safety. Are you a Christian that you are just part of the numbers in the church? You are just churchgoers. Religion, with plain religion, there is no any religion, no matter how good it is, that has capacity to take you back to God. Not at all. As a matter of fact, religion is the most wicked thing on earth. That is the reason why it was the religious people that killed Jesus. That is it. Those who are supposed to be the custodian of God, the custodians of the law of God, they were the ones that kick against the kingdom of God here on earth. That is in person of Jesus. They kick against him until they crucified him. So religious cannot help you. It is high time you come to realization that you need Christ in your life indeed. You need to be, you know, in alignment with him as your Lord and personal Savior. You need to, you know, have one-on-one relationship with God through Christ on earth. Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. I don't want to go to hell, Lord. Show me the way. Yes, even though if you don't believe in what I'm saying this morning, ask God. If you believe there is a God, ask him, Lord, show me the way, the best way to get into you, the best way to know you. Show me the ways. Among all the religions of the world and this Christianity they are claiming, which one is your approved way? Show me the way. God willing, I will speak on this very line tomorrow again. God willing, I will speak on this very line tomorrow. Talk to God. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. For contact, you can reach out through the email johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O. Or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the numbers +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this day in all ramifications. I make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.